This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And it turns out the institution most responsible for making the map of Europe, the Roman Catholic Church, wants to shake things up.
The Pope is calling for a kind of gentle revolution. Let's hold out a helping hand for anyone who's hurting. Let's not judge or condemn.
We discover this hour that there are no quiet revolutions in the Vatican. Pope Francis, the family, and a new look at the global flock of believers. That's what we'll be talking about. This is also an hour about maps and music and mercy. And at the end of the hour, mercenaries. We will see just how difficult this patient Pope Francis's gentle revolution will be in the end. We begin, though, with a new statement from the Vatican on the Catholic Church's view of families. It's titled Amoris Laetitia, or The Joy of Love. It is the culmination of two major meetings of bishops in the Vatican over the past 2 years, and we've covered those meetings on this program. Is this declaration the measure of how far Pope Francis can advance his mission for a merciful church? Let's listen once again to Vatican spokesman Greg Burke.
The Pope tells priests to be understanding, to walk with the people, to listen to their problems. Francis wants priests to listen not only with their ears, but also with their hearts.
Emphasis on problems and experiences of Catholics, not their lapses and deviations from tradition.
The Pope has spent a lot of time hearing confessions, and he knows people's failures. It's precisely because of that that he's always stressing God's mercy and forgiveness.
Again, that's Greg Burke, Vatican spokesman. With us is Michael O'Loughlin, a religion journalist and author of The Tweetable Pope. We're also joined by Lisa Duffy, a blogger, a divorce recovery expert, and author of several books, including her latest, The Catholic Guide to Dating After Divorce. Lisa and Michael, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you so much for having me.
How significant is this shift in emphasis, Lisa, do you think? The idea of listening to people's failures and their hurting and their confessions, but not focusing on what it is they've done.
Well, I think that this is a very powerful message that Pope Francis is bringing to the church. It's the original message of Christ. It's the message of mercy. We're all sinners, and we all need mercy. And these are conversations in modern society that we need to have.
Michael, is this a revolution, or is this politics?
It's a revolution insofar as it's an incremental revolution. So the Pope is saying that the law of the church regarding marriage has not changed, but the way that people live out their lives has to be respected by clergy more, and that there is a new pathway now to make sure that people feel welcome in the church. Divorced and remarried Catholics especially can meet with their pastor and go on a journey of exploring their situation together and maybe end up being allowed to receive communion again. So in a way, it is a revolution. In a way, it simply brings what's already happening in many parishes out into the open light.
Michael, this is what the Pope said at the opening of the Synod in October of last year.
Ecco il sogno di Dio.
This is God's dream for his beloved creation, to see it fulfilled in the loving union between a man and a woman, rejoicing in their shared journey, fruitful in their mutual gift of self.
Now, I'm taking that statement out of context, but do you view that statement, which was very much at the beginning of a fairly controversial discussion about all of these family issues, as a limit that he's setting or as a way station to something else? Michael?
I would say it's the Pope being a pastor. He's much more comfortable when it comes to pastoral issues, I would say, than exploring doctrinal issues. So it's Pope Francis saying, look, the reality for many Catholic families is that they don't always live up to rigid church teaching. And while that teaching is good, the Pope's saying, we need to acknowledge the reality. So he's saying, let's just get out there. Let's look at difficult cases one by one and explore a way forward together. So again, it's revolutionary in the sense that Jesus's message is revolutionary. Critics will say, you know, the Pope is being too liberal on issues. But a lot of Catholics, I think, will say, yes, this is what we've been saying for years. Our family lives are complicated, and we're glad that the Pope is recognizing this.
It sounds to me, and I'm, you know, just a Unitarian here, but it sounds as though the Pope is saying the important spiritual stuff is my department. The details about divorce and the specific following of rules, that's another department. You know, don't bother me with that stuff. Is that kind of separation going to work here, or is ultimately it going to be viewed as inconsistent?
No, I don't believe it's going to be viewed as inconsistent because we do need to have these conversations. These are modern families and they're facing these problems and they do need to be discussed. But we are all called to follow Christ. And he revealed law to us. It was passed down to us by the apostles. And it's here for our good. So it's something that we all are called to follow.
Is striving enough, Michael O'Loughlin?
Yeah, I think it's the recognition that what Christ has passed down through the church is an ideal, and the Pope certainly holds up that ideal in a range of issues in this document. But the reality is it's a bit difficult out there. Life is messy, as the Pope has said several times. So I think he's simply calling on the church, which includes ministers, priests, and lay people, to just recognize that life is a bit challenging and to, rather than judge, rather than to use the law as stones, as the Pope says, we should be able to accompany one another. And again, this hour is focused on mercy. Well, the Pope is focused on mercy. He has been for 3 years now. So it's another step forward in the Pope's attempt to make the church more merciful.
We're discussing the new statement from the Vatican on the Catholic Church's view of families. This is The Takeaway. How does the Catholic Church evaluate its own significance in the world? Is it by the number of people who are becoming Catholics and the ways in which the Vatican can have influence on issues like the U.S. and Cuba or the refugee crisis in Europe? Or is it simply how well we follow the rules?
I think there's a trend in the church to be less concerned with how big the institution is, how much power it has, and more concerned with kind of individual conversion, individual lives. How are Christians, how are Catholics living out the gospel message? So, you know, the church still has a bit of power in our society, as we saw with the U.S. and Cuba, as we see with the election. But at the same time, it's in a challenging place because of a variety of issues, demographic changes, the sex abuse scandals. So I think this Pope is more concerned with kind of individual behavior, how Christians are living out the gospel call to care for the poor and the marginalized. So, you know, Pope Francis, he's more concerned with being a pastor, helping people get through the messiness of life. So I don't see him as really trying to get the church to be a powerful player on the world stage as much.
Lisa Duffy, this is probably the most important question, and that is, among the people that you serve and speak to, what's likely to be the reaction of a sense from this message that the church is on your side if you're struggling in your families, and you know, maybe you will get communion someday? How meaningful is all that?
It's very meaningful, and I kind of echo what Michael has said. There's going to be some disappointment for some of the people who were expecting a significant change in procedure or church teaching. And then there will be some on the other side who are disappointed that he didn't clamp down hard enough, so to speak. But I think generally, especially with the changes that he made procedurally to the annulment process last September, there is a great sense of welcoming to the majority of divorced Catholics. I happen to be one of them formerly. And that's important. I think that this document will also help cement this feeling of welcomeness and encouragement to start rectifying situations and start coming and being a part of the congregation again and having that community of support. I think that will be the overriding sentiment.
Does the Catholic Church, Michael, have any celebration of modernity in this kind of a message? I mean, does it look at the proliferation of different kinds of families as a sign of the vigorous sort of health of the human species, or is it a Sodom and Gomorrah kind of thing?
I don't know if I would say a celebration of modernity as much as a recognition of reality. This is just life for many people. And, you know, an important part of this document is the Pope's thoughts on individual conscience, kind of guiding Catholics as they navigate these tricky issues. The Archbishop of Chicago, he always says that the Pope Francis wants to treat us like we're adults. And I think that this document kind of goes down that path again, saying, look, Catholics kind of know what their life is like. They need to form consciences that allow them to make these difficult decisions. And pastors and clergy should recognize that and kind of engage them on the same level. So again, it's a way of looking at the world as it is while striving for something better. I think the Pope applies that in many areas of life, not just these kind of thorny issues of marriage and sex.
Well, Michael and Lisa, I want you to have a great weekend. Thanks so much for spending the time to talk with us.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Michael O'Loughlin is a religion journalist and author of The Tweetable Pope. Spoke with us from WBEZ in Chicago. And Lisa Duffy is a blogger and divorce recovery expert and author of several books, including her latest, The Catholic Guide to Dating After Divorce.